Yancey schools received their district accreditation visit from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools last week.
We had applied for district accreditation. Our schools are all accredited by the Southern Association, but we wanted to go the extra step to look at our entire school system. First of all, they look to see if we have beliefs and missions that are appropriate for the school system in order to meet the needs of our students. And, of course, our vision in Yancey County is excellence. They also look at the governance in that they look to see what the school board is doing. They look at the leadership of the school system. Then they evaluate our curriculum to determine if we are addressing the standard course of study. They look to see if our instructional design is appropriate, if teachers are actually using the best methods possible and that those methods are research-based. They are determining if we are assessing students' progress and if we are measuring the results of our teaching. They look at the resources that we have in the classrooms and how we utilize those resources. They also look at student services to see how we're meeting the needs of students. They look to see if we're meeting the health needs of the students through employment of nurses. They're looking at our transportation system, counselors, and those type of things in the area of student services. They also look at the staff and the members of the community, parents, to determine how the relationship is with those various groups. They look at our facilities, and then finally, they look to determine if we have a continuous process for improvement.
Yancey County School Superintendent Dr. Tom Little. Tomorrow, Dr. Little talks about the strengths and challenges the association recognized and their recommendations to improve the school system's operations. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.